Chapter 1. Red Carpet Dreams.
It's Oscar night, and there's excitement in the air. All of Hollywood's biggest stars have come out. Wearing expensive designer clothing, they step out of stretch limousines. Hanging around their necks are diamonds, sapphires, emeralds, and pearls as big as olives. Smiling for photographs and looking fabulous, they walk the red carpet with confidence. Nearly 1 billion people around the world are watching these events unfold on live television. From New York to Paris, the best of show business is on display. Back at her Malibu beach house, Sarah takes one last look at herself in the mirror. She admires the fancy dress she had custom made for tonight. Meanwhile, her makeup artist applies the finishing touches to her face. Her friends probably wouldn't recognize her all made up. That's because she normally wears a pair of comfy blue pajama pants.
In this daydream, Sarah's home is fourth from the right. If you look really closely, you can see her makeup artist applying some last-minute eyeshadow.
Sarah says a quick goodbye to Jessica, her 3-foot-long pet iguana. Then she steps out the door and into a zebra-striped Hummer limousine. It's only the best for the most promising newcomer Hollywood has seen in years. On the way to the Oscars, a Young Jeezy song plays loudly on the stereo. Sarah sticks her head out of the Hummer's oversized moonroof and feels the wind whip through her hair. Cruising down Ventura Boulevard, she takes it all in. The Hummer, with its tinted windows, comes rolling up to the theater. Sarah ducks back inside, grabbing her handheld mirror and taking one last look at herself. "Looking good," she whispers. "I am ready to go." Taking a deep breath as the car slows, Sarah is ready to make her grand entrance. Her driver opens the door slowly. The flood of noise breaks through and rushes into the car. Sarah steps out onto the red carpet, and suddenly it all becomes very real. The paparazzi turn their attention to Sarah. They gather around her with flash bulbs snapping. Being a star feels exactly the way Sarah had always imagined it would. "Sarah, look over here. Who are you wearing tonight, Sarah? Just one more shot before you head in. Do you think you're going to win?" Sarah's mind begins to wander as she passes through the crowd. "What if I do win?" she wonders. The possibilities are endless. In the midst of these thoughts, the flash bulbs get brighter until Sarah can't see anything. The lights surround her. She hears her name being called out. "Sarah! Sarah! Sarah Elizabeth! You're dreaming! Sarah, wake up!" Sarah woke to find herself in the middle of a long line. She had let herself drift off, ending up in a familiar red carpet daydream. Her father was tapping her on the arm. "Sarah," he whispered. "Hello." "I'm here," she said dreamily. "I just forgot where we were for a minute." Looking down at the script in her hands, it all came rushing back to her. She and her father had taken a trip to New York City that morning for her very first movie audition. Sarah observed all of the competition that surrounded her. There were literally hundreds of girls gathered in that line. They were all different sizes, shapes, and ages, but they were all driven by the same dream: to be a star on the big screen.